This episode is a sponsored partnership by Keen.
So, you finally decided that you want to seek psychic advice. But now you're just sitting there and you're asking yourself, why Keen? Shouldn't I just look into psychics near me? It would probably be a lot easier. Our response? Why would you?
Keen connects you with talented tarot readers and astrologers. If you want to get a reading on Keen, it's super easy to start. They've been giving trustworthy readings since 1999, over 35 million to be exact.
All you have to do is create an account, and you'll be able to choose from hundreds of readers who are online right now. These readers each have unique specialties designed to provide a deeper understanding of your situation.
Want to learn more about your love life? What's your financial future look like? Are you looking for closure from a deceased loved one? Keen has a reader ready to provide clarity and insight. You can choose whichever reader best suits your needs, and you'll be able to connect via phone call or text.
Just go to trykeen.com/potential. As a new customer on Keen, you can try your first 10 minutes for only $1.99, which is up to $99 in savings.
Once again, that's trykeen.com/potential. Get your first 10 minutes for $1.99. And remember, know your potential.
Potential Podcast.
Reviewing the latest in movies, TV series, video games, books, and more. This is Potential Picks.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of Potential Picks. I'm your host, Chris Dewar. And today I'm going solo to review the 2023 supernatural horror film, Late Night with the Devil. This was written and directed by Colin Cairns and Cameron Cairns. So this is a brother duo who wrote this little movie for Shudder, which, you know, Shudder I've seen some ads and stuff for. They're, you know, kind of a their own little unique horror distribution. But this looked interesting. I was excited to see that we have another film starring David Dalmachian and kind of his chance at a leading role. You know, he's often seen in these great movies as strong supporting roles or even cameo roles. And for him to actually take on a full lead role was exciting. The guy is very talented. He has something about him with his character, so I was excited to see what this was all about. So, not doing spoilers today, but going into Late Night with the Devil, it's kind of like a found footage, in a way, film with a slight documentary prologue. So, like, in the beginning, they kind of have this prologue kind of, you know, informing you of, like, okay, we're in the 70s, this is the late night era, you know, Johnny Carson. And there's another show called The Night Owls with Jack Delroy. And that's who David plays, is Jack Delroy. He's this kind of hotshot late night host. But his show is just never quite getting the success that Carson's doing. They're always slightly behind. And, you know, when it comes to late night shows, even as we see now in our day with, you know, multiple men and even female now hosts, sometimes getting that right kind of spot could take you to the top, getting that right guest, getting that right moment. And so what kind of follows is you actually, from the viewpoint of audience members watching this film, it looks like you're watching a taping of a Halloween night special in 1977, where the host has a few different guests, one including a reported possessed girl onto the program in an attempt to boost ratings, possessed by the devil. And so what I thought was really cool about this film is, first and foremost, it is like you're watching television broadcast. So a lot of the screen is kind of, you know, smaller in size, and it goes back and forth between what's like, you know, what would you would watch a late night show. You're seeing kind of the camera work and stuff, and then when they would kind of finish a segment, you are seeing what is kind of like behind the scenes footage that they discovered. So you kind of see a close with some of the, you know, the late night show, the guests, people running the show, staff backstage, producers and such. And of course, as the film goes along, things get a little more weird and a little more crazy. To me, this isn't like a full-on like horror film where it's going to be like, you know, jump scares or anything. It's more the premise. I think that's really strong about the film, is that it really dives into the TV kind of mythos. And again, what will you do for success? You know, we get a little more backstory for Jack throughout the film. And you kind of even have a moment where you're like, did he maybe do some shady stuff to kind of get where he is? But first off, I mean, David Osmoshan, like I said, he's an incredible actor. He really has that air about him, like, oh, he is the quintessential 70s TV host, you know. He has the charm, the looks, the pace, the talk, the way he kind of goes through it is really fun. You got Laura Gordon in here, who plays Dr. June. She's the one who is, you know, kind of working with this girl. And this girl who, you know, is considered to be possessed. And this is Lily, who's played by Ingrid Torelli. So they're kind of one segment of the film. An ongoing thing is Ian Bliss, who is Carmichael the Conjurer. He is a skeptic who comes on the show, and his whole thing is that he's supposed to see some of these acts, and he's meant to, you know, figure out what's wrong with them. He's kind of a fun little comedy throughout this film. Ian Bliss, we've definitely seen in some stuff before. And then the other kind of main character is Christu, who is a psychic who comes on. Faisai Bazzi plays him. And that was kind of fun too with him, because you are again taken back to the time. Not that we don't have this nowadays with some things, but these kind of specialty acts were quite big hits for late night shows like this, you know, variety shows. To have someone come into the room and do a reading, or to, you know, to try to put people to sleep, or, you know, like a mentalist act. So to have this kind of bend of, oh, are things starting to go awry in the TV studio? What is happening? How far do we take this? When things do start to get a little weird, it is creepy, I will say. Like, there's an eeriness to this film, which I really appreciate. And again, the whole concept of late night with the devil, that has so many kind of ways you can interpret that title. And I think that's the strength of the film. I think maybe what I was expecting was a little more horror in the end. I will say it gets a little trippy at the end. I think the last third is quite the ticket price, you know, alone. I think I was just maybe had different expectations of what was going to happen. Even in the trailer, there's some images that kind of pop up that don't kind of stay the whole film. Not that that's, I think, is a bad thing for the film. I think, again, this is a very low budget, small film. I think the budget had to be, I think it was $10 million was what they reported. So another great character in this is Gus, who is Jack's sidekick. You know, every late night host would have, you know, kind of a sidekick, you know, or something. And, you know, Ed McMahon, you had, you know, Conan O'Brien as Andy, you know, stuff like that. So he's a great character in this, because he does have kind of that humor to him, some charm, but also the concern as the night goes along. We need to be stopping this. This doesn't need to keep going, to play off Jack's kind of madness as the night goes along, you know, what you do for ratings. Michael Ironside, the legendary Michael Ironside, is the narrator at the beginning of the film, kind of narrating the documentary part at the beginning. So I think it's a great little fun film. I mean, I think the concept alone is what is worth going for. You know, we don't get many films like this, and, you know, at a runtime too of 93 minutes, you're looking just an hour and a half. It's a solid little horror flick. I think you're going to have a good time with this. There was all this drama that popped up about some AI images. I don't really, you know, care about any of that. That might have been just some stuff with maybe background actors. I'm not sure. Maybe some graphics or something. But overall, I think just the way the film looks, the aspect ratios, the kind of, you know, again, connecting to it's a TV audience, that you're kind of part of the audience watching this, and you're looking for any kind of hint of madness or demonic possession, or just, you know, kind of the eeriness of what is going on with this story and what is happening to our late night host that is driving him to continue to get these ratings at the cost of potentially people's well-being or lives or anything. So I'm going to give Late Night with the Devil, I'm going to give a solid 8 out of 10. I enjoyed this film, I think, with the music, again, the way it's shot, good acting, it's a fun little thrill. So you could still check out Late Night with the Devil, playing in some theaters, and I'm sure it'll come to streaming in a few weeks' time. And that was this edition of Potential Picks.
Thanks for listening to The Potential Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Potential Podcast, or on Twitter at The Potential Pod.
Or you can email us. Send us your positive feedback and thoughts, suggestions, and more through our email, thepotentialpodcast@yahoo.com.
I'm your host, Chris Dewar.
And I'm your host, Taylor Sokol.
Stay tuned for more episodes on pop culture,
entertainment,
and nerdom. And remember,
know your potential.